Alec, how you doing, man?
What's going on?
Well, I'm still just flabbergasted at many of the United States decisions. Like, they left off many of their best offensive-producing guys, from Opozo to Kessel to Yandel on the back end to Dustin Byfuglien being benched in the healthy scratch in the first game. Like, this team just wasn't really built for success. I thought they had way too many grit players, even though they're skilled. But it seemed that they thought they could beat a team by just, you know, bashing them. And that's really not how the game's played today.
That certainly seems to be the prevailing thought du jour, especially given after it went against Team Europe. I mean, I think that was kind of the reaction since the roster came out, right? Was, you know, why are you, I mean, you listed some of those names off yourself, you know, add Tyler Johnson to the list, maybe even Justin Falk. They certainly seemed like they were constructing at least what in their eyes was a team. You know, they called it more of a team than certainly putting together a lot of skilled players. But at the same time, look at, you know, North America. That's pretty well and good, the most skilled under 23 kids out there. And they gelled pretty quickly. So I don't know. I'm curious to see what happens against Canada. You said it yourself that, I mean, they lose their out.
Yeah. And, man, the way Canada looked in game one, the U.S. is going to have to play the game of their lives for sure. We know they're going to be up for the game. They'll be motivated. Team Europe, a lot of people thought after Team North America kind of dominated them in two pre-tournament games that they would have a quick exit. But, man, and today's score kind of flattered the Czech Republic. I thought Europe really dominated that game for lengthy stretches.
Yeah, I would agree with that. They were definitely the old slow underdogs, or at least that was the perception of them coming in. And granted, a lot of teams will probably look slow when you go up against that North American squad we've been talking about. I mean, going into the tournament, right, if you were to say, okay, Europe beat the Czech Republic in overtime, you'd probably think, okay, that's about right. And then you add on, well, no, they shut out the United States. So they've definitely done a real good job in these first two games. I've been very impressed with the way everything has kind of come together. I think there was probably a lot of questions just with North America about how you – build together a team that hasn't really played together in the past and how they would fare with, you know, only three exhibitions and a short training camp and how they would fare in a short tournament. But I think they've acquitted themselves even beyond expectations at this point.
When you look at the other pool with Sweden and Russia and Team North America and Sweden and Finland, North America and the Swedes, they both win their first game, and everybody's been very impressed with them. They shut out the Finns in that game. Do you see Russia or Finland getting back in this tournament, or are we going to see the two teams that won their first two games ultimately be the two teams that go to the semifinals?
It's plausible, but I mean, I think even going in, the majority of, you know, pundits, prognosticators, whatever, probably would have had Sweden and North America going through just based off what you saw in the exhibitions. I mean, Finland definitely has some work to do, and Russia too, for that matter. I'm not really sure if Russia's back in and goaltending, and I guess the same thing kind of goes for Finland, whether they can keep up with some of the dynamic forces that Sweden and North America have.
Alec Pruitt joins us. Alec, there's in the United States, like in Canada, obviously we're a hockey crazed nation. This tournament resonates with a lot of fans. Some thought it was a little bit gimmicky at the start, but now suddenly it's in it, and you know the two teams that you know, and I loved it because I thought those two teams would be significantly more competitive than Germany or others. And there's talk that they'll go back to an eight nation tournament maybe in 2020. But what kind of excitement, or where does this rank on the pulse of Americans and hockey fans in general for this tournament?
That's a hard thing to say. Big country. I think it's pretty cool. I'd probably enjoy watching North America or Team Europe play more than watching, I don't know, some of the teams that would have had, you know, solo nations. If you expanded to an eight nation tournament, I mean, Germany, Slovakia, Norway, just the idea, the concept, like you said, it kind of has been derided as a gimmick. And I suppose a lot of people, or some people, make the argument that the whole thing is a gimmick. You know, cash grab, that word gets kind of thrown about a lot. But We're getting to see pretty good hockey at a time that this normally doesn't happen. I'm kind of viewing it as a nice little bonus or even a nice little appetizer for the season. I mean, if this happens every 2 years and they find a way to get, or every 4 years, whatever, and they find a way to get the Olympic thing settled. I know a couple of players have told reporters this up in Toronto, and bear in mind, I'm not actually there, so I don't have a great pulse of what's happening on the ground. Seems to be some other reports. Oh. A lot of players are saying that'd be pretty cool if you got to play best on best every 2 years and represent your country in different formats.
Alex Pruitt from Sports Illustrated joins us. Now, Alex, you look across, you know, Sports Illustrated obviously has a lot of hockey coverage, way more than they've ever had. And you look at certain markets in the United States, like Chicago because of their success, L.A. recently. Do you notice, are there certain teams that just have been gaining traction amongst, you know, American viewers, like for regular NHL topics?
I suppose perhaps by virtue of success. I mean, obviously Chicago's on TV a ton because of what they've done in past years, and Pittsburgh and Washington because of the stars they have. And I think just by nature of TV markets, a lot of East Coast teams are on TV. So that's what people are seeing. I mean, you're definitely seeing this kind of groundswell of local excitement in some of the Sun Belt markets as teams are on the rise. Nashville is probably going to have more eyes on them this year than they've ever had before by virtue of PK coming down there. Mm-hmm. I mean, you see all the attention Tampa's gotten in recent years, you know, positive and negative as it correlates to back-to-back Eastern Conference Finals appearances, but also the Stamkos situation, the Drouin situation. You know, there's a lot of attention going on down there. And the kind of wackiness that Florida had, I mean, Dallas has turned into a pretty solid market with the sustained success they've had there. I mean, as U.S. teams have gotten stronger and stronger, especially in these, you know, so-called non-traditional markets, I mean, I've visited a few of those places over the past year just doing stories, and I mean, there's definitely buzz, and a lot of that just has to do with what they're putting on the ice.
Now, today's game wasn't attended very well at all. Some were saying, well, you know what? It's an afternoon game. What do you expect? It's, you know, it's two teams that, you know, they're not in Canada. But how do you think they could improve that next time? Would it just be the timing of the games? Because if you're in hockey-mad Canada and you can't, you know, come close to even half the building being full in this games, what do you think they do? Or do you think they ultimately care because of all the other sponsorships they're getting from the tournament?
I think there's a reason they put Czech Republic, Europe at 3 o'clock on a Monday. I mean, on paper, it's probably the weakest game of the tournament, or the least, probably the one that would have the least amount of interest up there, just as it corresponds to the players on each team and just the teams themselves. I mean, I would imagine that tonight's game would be much better attended. But that said, I mean, I suppose if you wanted more people to come, you could stretch out the tournament and just have only, you know, one game each night, or you play a couple night games and they're at different arenas. I'm not sure. But I mean, if you're going to cram this type of tournament, I guess, into this short of a window before the season and into 2 weeks, and you have to get through all these round robin games, then some games you're going to have to kind of bite the bullet ticket wise. And that's probably, I would guess, why Czech Republic Europe goes at that time.
Is Canada still the obvious favorite in your eyes, and do you think the United States can pull off the upset tomorrow?
Yes and yes. They're clearly the obvious favorite. A lot would have to break the USA's way. They would have to get, I would imagine, a pretty solid goaltending performance, and they would probably have to shut down Canada, which is a extremely tall task given, I mean, you just look at their fourth line has like Joe Thornton on it. I mean, that's pretty insane. I think Canada should be maybe not far and away the favorites. I think whichever team ends up hypothetically meeting them in the championship, whether it's Sweden or North America, or maybe even Finland or Russia makes a move. I mean, those teams have probably decent shots at taking out Canada in a three-game series. In a three-game series, that's going to be really hard. I mean, who's beaten that team two times in three games?
Yeah, I love the best of three format, by the way. I think it's great. And, hey, you know, the United States did it back in 1996. So You never know, a team gets hot. And Canada won the first game back then as well. And then the U.S. Came back and won 5-2 and 5-2. They will need another miraculous turnaround. And I just, the way that team's built right now, I'm going to be surprised if they can score enough goals against Canada tomorrow. That's just, I just don't see them having enough overall offensive power, especially when Tortorella is playing Abdelkader with Patrick Kane. I don't get that.
I would be surprised if they won too. I think the vast majority of the hockey world would probably be surprised if the United States won. But at the same time, that is a bunch of players who are scrapping for their lives and probably scrapping for a bunch of pride at this point. I'm sure they don't want to be the squad that gets bounced after the round robin and doesn't make it to the semis.
Alex, I appreciate your time. Enjoy the rest of the tournament.
Thank you.